Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. I'm so happy you're here. I'm Sandy Scarlatta. I was born in Virginia Beach and raised in the Baltimore-Annapolis area and had very humble and tragic beginnings. And as a result, my life was a hot mess. Thankfully, 33 years ago, I got my act together. And since that time, I have dedicated my life to serving others and raising awareness that no matter what you've been through, you can choose happiness and live the life of your dreams. Happiness Solved is dedicated to giving you content that is empowering, motivational, inspirational, and of course, a dose of happiness. It's my way to give back to the world and share other people's stories. This thing called life can be challenging, and my guests share their amazing stories, wisdom, and life lessons that demonstrate anyone can choose happiness. You see, happiness is a choice, and the choice is yours. Today's episode is amazing, and I am so grateful for you. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to leave a review and follow me on social media at Coach Sandy Scarlatta. Enjoy the show. Molly Wilson, it's such an honor and a privilege to be talking with you today because you are like one of these women that I aspire to be, you know, the CEO of three companies and like all of this. It's so exciting. How are you today? And thank you for being here.
Luckily, I'm feeling energetic today. How are you today?
I'm great. I tell you, if I was any better, I don't even know what would happen.
I'm feeling your energy.
Great. I love everything that you've done. And just the fact that you, from a very young age, you have been an entrepreneur. And I love that. I'm the same. I'm always sticking my fingers in something. So right now, you're the founder and CEO of Lack Snack, which we're going to talk about that because I think it's just really incredible and I can't wait for that conversation. But we all have a story. So what is your story? How did you get to the point of building three companies? It's incredible. It's incredible. And I love power women like you because I think there's a side of us in a lot of women. It's just takes so much to get there. How did you get here?
Some days I don't know. I think the ultimate answer is that A, I'm a risk taker, and B, I trust my gut. That's ultimately how I get everywhere, right? And then probably core to who I am is I've gotten where I am by walking with my own two feet, walking through every piece, everything, never feeling that I was owed anything or entitled to anything because I had to figure everything out myself. So I think when you walk with your own two feet to everything and then through everything, you can do anything. I firmly believe that.
That's awesome.
Thank you. When I was young, I was sort of that kid that was not super grade focused, but in every activity and sports and theater and leadership and writing for the newspaper, just every activity I could get my hands on. I have an 18-year-old son. He's class president. There's 3,000 kids. It is in his school.
Wow.
He is on the go always. And I say, Sonny, sorry, honey, you get this from me.
Right.
We get over-involved, right? So figuring out how to channel all of that and just wanting to experience everything and loving leadership, I think, from an early age, just fueled imagination and trial and error and opportunity for me. And when I was, so I worked in eighth grade, of course, because I wanted to. So I got a job at the local Hallmark Gold Crown store by a family that I used to babysit their kids for. And I said, oh, could I come work sidewalk sales? And they said, no, but you can sit in the basement and make all the stickers. And the stickers have been in their family for 50 years. So I continued through high school and college. And I always told them one day I was going to be the president of this store. It was called the Sugar Bowl. I just had a passion for retail and I fell in love just instantly with the connection with people and people walking in the door and being able to greet people and have conversations and how's your day and make things better. Or eventually as I matured in sort of this retail relationship, hearing what people needed or what was going on in their lives. And as a retailer, did I have a way to offer them something that could make them happier, brighten their day, help someone else, provide what they need? And I just love that kind of escalation of relationship journey. And then off I went to college to figure my things out. I went to the Midwest. I'm from Iowa. So I'm a Midwest girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I went to college in Minnesota and I studied women's studies and sociology for my undergrad. My huge passion for public policy, for women's issues, multiple women's issues, namely violence against women, was just a very important personal passion for me, and women's economic independence. I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I was just studying what I liked. And then I still didn't know, and I stayed on for graduate school, and I have a master's degree in social justice, which has nothing to do with business.
No. That's okay. Because you know what? I mean, my son is a senior in college right now. And I'm like, unless you really want to be the CEO of Google, like nobody really cares where you go to college. And like, you don't really use the degree that much. And
when we're done podcasting today, I need some mom tips with the college founder, please.
Okay. Yeah. So that's great. So you started your first company at a very young age. And that was your retail stores. Yeah.
If we're being truthful, when I had my first job, which was my passion and love for public policy, and I worked for a United States Senator right out of graduate school, working on women's public policy issues, namely the Violence Against Women Act, which was just an incredible opportunity and honor.
Wow.
I just talked my way into a job I was so not qualified for. Let me tell you, that's a whole nother funny story how I landed that job that I was not qualified for. But
it's not an easy thing because I'm in the DC metro area. And if you can land any sort of internship, paid, unpaid, whatever, like it's really so much competition.
I'll tell you. And to give you the 15 second version, and this might inspire someone, I drove by the U.S. Senate office of Senator Paul Wellstone, who I admired. I was like, oh, to go in. There's some things they're not doing that they should do. I was full of confidence as a grad student, and I was talking to the receptionist, and I said, can I just offer you some critiques? Can you imagine? And really kind of missing the mark on this and that. Like, and a woman walked by and said, excuse me, who are you? And we started visiting, and I said, I'm sorry to be critical, but I think you are missing some things in the work with the senator. Turns out it was his wife, Sheila. Was mortified, and in 5 days and after four interviews, she and the senator hired me to come on board and work on women's public policy. Can you believe that?
That's incredible, actually. But you know what? You got to take action. You have to go after what you want.
You have to go after what you want. I didn't even realize that's what I wanted. And I was like, well, something's speaking to me here. So let's go. So for 5 years, I had the most amazing career. Working with dinner with Madeleine Albright and amazing, but working 24/7. And somehow in there, I must have not liked to have a whole lot of fun. So on the internet, I bought 3 vending machines. And my grandpa had passed away and he was an entrepreneur and he left me $2,000. And he always told me I was meant to own a company. He always told me that when I was little. He said, I see it in you, Molly. And I bought these vending machines on the internet. If you can, so we're talking the late 90s, early 2000s, the crank ones with the coils. And I would go to Sam's Club on Friday night and get pop and candy bars and then fill these and get the $30 out. I put them in like a hair salon and an oil change place. And I would write down my $32 1 week, $12, $16. my dad was visiting and saw the paper and said, you know how to do a P&L? And I said, a what? He said, well, this is a profit and loss statement from this little business you're running. And so ultimately they failed and I might have broken even, but it was just a little side hustle I was doing while I had my big job. I think that was my first little taste.
Nice, nice. So what led you to actually, I'm looking in your bio, that you left working for the senator, like you had this gut feeling to leave, and then you bought an abandoned JCPenney building and started selling products out of it. Like where that just seems like kind of out of left field. Like, where did that come from?
Again, too much confidence. I anticipated forever working for Senator Wellstone. We were like family. And I told him I was leaving. I just had this gut feeling, and for months I just couldn't shake it, and I didn't know what it was, but I've had it in my life many times. Not to kind of cross over to this other discussion, but it gets so strong and it's so hard when you can't explain it, but it's there and it's pushing you in a direction. So I told him I was leaving and I moved back to my small town in Iowa. I don't know what I was thinking. I had this amazing career. And it was a week before his reelection, third reelection. Bought the little store from the family that I had worked for. It's just this little Hallmark in a little tiny building. Their kids weren't interested in it. I was like, well, I guess I'm going to be the president of this little sugar bowl store. And on the opening day, the senator called me at like 9-ish in the morning to say good luck. And I said, why are you calling me? You're busy. He said, oh, everybody wants to talk to you on the plane. We're sitting on the tarmac waiting to go somewhere, and passed the phone around. And I talked to my coworkers and his wife, Sheila, who is responsible for me having the job for him, and just well wishes. And like, we'll see you in a week at the election night, right? And I hung up the phone that day and I felt really good. Still not sure what I was doing. And an hour later, that plane crashed and everyone on board, including the woman who was standing in for me the last 10 days, lost their lives that morning.
I can feel your emotion, so it's kind of choking me up a little bit. Everything happens for a reason, and your intuition was telling you something.
And that's a hard statement, because I don't think anything bad happens to someone else.
No, of course not.
But I was faced with very complicated grief. And, you know, you asked me how I bought a JCPenney building, and in my process of the grief and, you know, what am I going to do? Why did I survive? I just had a moment and I realized I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to carry on. And the work we were doing on women's economic independence and pay equity and all those things, I'm going to do that on the employer side. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to employ women.
Right.
I'm going to figure out this business. My C math skills, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to become a business owner. And at the same time, JCPenney went out of business. This is a town of 10,000 people. And I knew the whole downtown would just crumble. Those big old anchor buildings, you know, they're so important to the lifeblood of small community retail. And I went to the owner of the building and I said, I don't have any money, but I'll give you a dollar. Could I lease that building and could I renovate it and make, he said, you're absolutely lost your mind. And I said, I know, but I need something to do. And I channeled all of my grief and energy into creating a destination retail store that I had no business doing. And I leaned on people to support and help me. And I created the highest grossing Hallmark Gold Crown store in America that I ran for 10 years, 3 stories. Can you imagine? And I just
Wow.
figured it out with my own 2 feet, step by step.
That is incredible. And I love how you turned your grief and you channeled that into something really good.
So. I hope so. I feel a big responsibility, opportunity and responsibility. To honor the work we did and him. And
yes.
You're choking me up.
And that's why I'm getting all choked up myself, because I feel like that really was just such a legacy. And what an honor to all of those people.
Amazing, right?
Amazing.
You know what? A big difference.
Unbelievable.
A big difference happens when you just keep going and make it happen.
Yeah.
Right?
So I
gained in confidence and knowledge and understanding in business. And then I was ready when the next idea came, which was to manufacture bread. Like, okay, right? And I started a gourmet food company because people buy groceries at the grocery store, but not really in a retail store. Why can't we do some high-end, fun little food products? I'll just make one and create repeat traffic in my business so I can keep growing and growing jobs. And I'll create a little food company for, you know, just kind of for my store, and then started sharing it with others. And what did they think about it? And one thing that led to another. And I was faced with the opportunity to open a door and make it a real business. So I became a gourmet food manufacturer, and I was able to sell that retail store to two women who work for me who are doing even greater than I was.
That's incredible. And I want to pause just a second, because what you just talked about, and you mentioned how by having a Hallmark store gave you confidence that led you into that. And the golden nugget there for all the listeners is that that's how, you know, confidence is like a muscle. I always say it's kind of like a muscle. I'm an athlete, so like I always relate it to muscles, because you build that strength in the muscles. Confidence is just like that. So for anybody out there listening, you know, the resilience that you go through, that the 10 years, I'm sure it was not easy. It's never rainbows, kittens, and butterflies, right? When you're running in that business. But your confidence got built up to the point where you're like, okay, let's try this. And when you have that resilience and you build that confidence muscle, that's how you have gotten to where you are today. And you may not even realize that, but I'm a coach, right? So I'm like, but that's, and I just wanted to make sure the listeners hear that through your story, because that's how we grow and are able to achieve the level of success that you have achieved. And I just want to honor you and just really make note of that, because it's really incredible.
And thank you. And you know, as a coach and an athlete, that confidence muscle gets shaken. There are times when you fall, whether you're on the ice, whether you're in business, and those entrepreneurs who are listening, who, when I had my retail store, peanut butter and jelly for years, minimum wage until the debt was paid off. You know, That's all those right. things my parents taught me. But your confidence can get shaken so easily. And the key is to just already be prepared with people who support you, care about you, and mentor you. Not people that will just say, you can do it, right? Those people that will actually give you a hand up and help you do it and point out to you where you faltered, what happened that shook your confidence. And that will even build your confidence greater when you get up.
Yeah, because it's the people that we surround ourselves with that really make a difference in your life.
Absolutely.
And if you're not surrounding yourself with people that are going to, like you said, mentor, like everybody needs a mentor. If anybody's out there has a business, you have to have a mentor. And there's so many people out there that will do it.
You know what? And that's daunting. So I want to say, because I know listening to your podcast, I walk away with all these little nuggets, right? So I want to give a nugget on that. Because
I think
people think of mentorship as big. And that's intimidating. And I'm asking too much of someone. Knock that down to mini mentorship. Take out the word mentorship, right? Hey, could I have coffee with you for a little advice? Do you know how many strangers I have walked up to and said, oh, my name's Molly. I have a little gourmet food company. Or, you know, now I own a sugar business or I'm starting a new company. I had someone last week I reached out to. And I've done this a long time, you know? So I know, but I reached out to someone who has sold companies as a broker for so many billions, I can't even keep it straight. And I, on LinkedIn, and I've met him before, and I said, is there any chance you would have a 15-minute Zoom with me? I'm at a crossroads and could really use some trusted advice. And I'm always watching what you do, and you're so thoughtful. Now, there wasn't a business opportunity there for him, but I wasn't asking for a huge commitment of mentorship. It was like a little advice that is going to go right in my catalog, right? It's your CPA, right. It's your accountant, it's your attorney, it's your vendor partners, whatever it is, learn from them so that you become more well-rounded and can rely on yourself, which builds your confidence muscle. But you're just asking for little moments, not major mentorship. So break it down.
Oh, love that. That's really incredible. So I want to talk about your, I lost, I have to pull it back up on my phone.
My showroom company, my food company,
Lex Snack.
Yes, my new
that piece. Is incredible. And I love that you're helping women who are having issues lactating. So talk about that, because that's probably not something everybody likes to talk about, but it's certainly something that women need to know about.
I know. And it's, you know what? There's like something about tackling a topic, a product segment that's not really like sexy and like out that like it's kind of basic, it's kind of functional, it's a little bit medicine, it's a little health and wellness, but actually like what I'm doing is going to make it the next big thing, right? So it's about spotting what's around the corner and what doesn't exist and what's not there for people. And right. So I've created Lack Snack. So Lack, L-A-C as in lactation, right? Mm-hmm. Snack. So Lack Snack. So snacks with lactation inducing foods and supplements. So it's kind of a cross between supplements and foods. And Lack Snack is the only, and I just can't even believe this doesn't exist. You know, you have those moments like, why isn't someone doing this?
Yeah.
The only healthy player in the marketplace providing these foods to moms. And, you know, when you are open to what the universe might have for you, you can go and get it. I was in a bathroom a year ago at an airport on a business trip really early, like 5:30 in the morning. And I'm a lounge girl and the lounge wasn't open. So I was in the restroom and there was a mom sitting on the floor pumping breast milk with a breast pump plugged into the wall on the floor of the bathroom. And I just said, went to the bathroom, was washing my hands. And I said, you are a great mom. Like, good for you. Like I did that too. Keep it up. In a conversation that ensued, she told me how she wasn't keeping her production up and we discussed supplements. Now my kids are older, but I said, here's what I took. Here's a tip. Here's some foods that actually naturally increase lactation, like oats and flax seeds and naturally occurring foods. And she said, oh my gosh, thank you. And I reached into my briefcase. And, you know, as we talked about, I have a gourmet food company, Molly and You, and we sell these microwave mug cakes. And I gave her a chocolate mug cake that you tear it open and you make it in a cup and it's ooey gooey delicious. I said, just a little treat for when you get home. I own this little food company. And she said, could I open my supplements and crack them in and make like a booby brownie? She was asking, would the nutrients bake out? And I said, you absolutely can. And then I had it was an aha moment followed right. by a double aha moment because she looked at my package and Sandy, she turned it around and she said, this looks amazing. I'm going to eat this, but there's a lot of calories and I really prefer gluten-free and vegan because what I eat, my baby eats.
Right.
And I was like, and I said, well, are there any products out there? And she says, there's lactation products, but nothing healthy. It's all garbage. And I walked out of that restroom and in my 6-hour flight home, you know what I did, right?
Oh yeah. You were downloading. It was like a massive download where you're like, this is what I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to do it. Oh my gosh. I just got chills. That's incredible.
I'm 47. It was maybe the big, wait, did I just turn? I just turned 48. I'm 48. It was maybe the biggest aha moment I have ever had. And by the time that plane landed, I knew as much as I could about every company out there, which isn't much. And she was right. There is no healthy products. So I quickly went back to the recipes I used as a child or when I had children that were breastfeeding. So, oh my gosh, like 15, 16 years ago. And then took my Molly and You recipes and recreated things and then started testing them with moms that were vegan and non-GMO and gluten-free because you know, these millennial moms are very into health and wellness. And a year right. later of digging in and research and leveraging all of those relationships, I have created a new brand. We just came to market with the only lactation coffee. It's very exciting, overwhelming, but very exciting.
Wow. So what types of products do you have that will help women, you know, that need this type of thing? And I would imagine even if you're just breastfeeding, you would want something that's going to be really healthy because what yes, you're eating, your baby's eating.
Right now we have a formula shortage that is still continuing.
Oh, okay.
And, babies get COVID antibodies from mom's breast milk, not from formula, but they get really healthy antibodies, which is so important. And the CDC now says they want moms to breastfeed at least a little bit up to 2 years.
Oh, wow.
From all the health benefits for mom and baby. So that's huge, right? And moms need that support and it's okay in the hospital. And then you get home on your couch and you're crying and you're going to go to laxnack.com and find currently lactation coffee, 3 flavors of lactation overnight oats. And right now we are launching what's most exciting and goes back to that mom in the restroom, those recreated microwave. They are brownie and cookie cups. It's a dry ingredient that you add water to. There's even ground broccoli and spinach in them. They are so healthy, but they have all those ingredients that will help increase breast milk production if you're already lactating. Now, my husband can have them and nothing's going to happen because they're all natural because he's not breastfeeding, right?
But it's right.
Just, you know, grandma would say drink a beer if you're having trouble producing breast milk, like because there's yeast in the beer, right? So we've got those three product ranges, the coffee, the overnight oats, and then the cookie and brownie cups, and more in the works.
Wow. So how long has this product been launched?
So what's interesting is only a couple months. And I, for 10 years, I've had my food company, Molly and You. So I like to grow slowly, responsibly. I thought I knew who our customer was. I get out there in the marketplace and all of a sudden, you know, this is like kind of business wonky. Molly and You's in 4,000 little retail shops, like specialty.
Wow.
That's where I thought Laxmac was going. But no, it's the biggest players. It's international. It is big retailers. So stay tuned. And soon you're going to see us in major places that usually takes years to happen. But it's just, I mean, I think this is so needed. And it's so the intersection of health and wellness and baby care and what's going on in the world right now. So
I can't tell you yet.
We're about to launch in some exciting places.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say, just because I'm guessing that you're going to be walking in Whole Foods and you're going to see it in there. I'm just putting that out in the universe for you, my friend.
maybe.
All right. So before we started recording, you said that today is a really, really big day for you. And when this airs, it'll have already happened. So we're not, you know, sharing anything that it's not going to go public for here. But I want to talk, I would love for you to share with the audience this, because I think as women, it's one of the hardest things that we can do. And one of these days, I'm going to be in your shoes as well. I'm just got to put it out there, right? We got to put it out there. So can you share why today is such a big day for you?
I have to exhale. I mean,
I know, right?
that I'm sharing this with. So I'm nervous. So I will be announcing at the end of today, a new CEO of my gourmet food company, Molly and You. And it is not me for the first time. exhale, right?
Exhale. I know. Like, I'm so empathic and I'm like, I'm feeling this, like you're excited, but you're also scared. And like, there's so much emotion around it and that's okay. You got to sit in it, right?
You got to sit in it. And I don't think I've let myself. So to talk to you about it is it's feeling real. And I haven't moved. I've been so
doing
all the things you got to do to make all these things happen and planning, and I maybe haven't sat in it yet. I think I need to.
Yeah.
I need to like slow down for a minute and feel it and be happy about it. And which I am, I will be staying on as founder and creative director, but for the first time, I won't have that CEO after my name. And I also I'll be letting go of all of the operations, the sales, all of it. You know, if we create new products, that's still going to be me, but it frees me up to really focus on one of my other two businesses, which is this new lactation company, Laxmac. And it also empowers another woman and really, which is what I love. And Mercedes, who is the new CEO of Molly New, she's been with me 10 years. I mean, I shouldn't be nervous, right?
it's not like you're going to disappear. I mean, you're still going to be there and you'll still mentor her and guide her.
But I'm really committed. I mean, I have a business coach, which I really believe in, and she has her own business coach, right? And I don't get involved in that. And yeah, so to kind of let go and then also realize there's probably incredible opportunity at the company. And when this happens for you one day, Sandy, too, it's letting go can really just be opening up so many opportunities. And letting go is hard. And even I'm not a micromanager at all. The last little bit. So she's earned it. And I think I've earned it too.
Oh, you have definitely earned it. And today, while you want to sit in the emotion, and it's probably going to resurface multiple times, especially in the coming days, right? Probably in the next 30 to 60 days, you're going to be like, but at the same time, you're now available for other things to show up in your life, right? Because that's what we don't realize sometimes, especially as women, because we try so hard to get there and to arrive, right? And this is both, well, it's hard for you, but it's also like a time of celebration that you've earned. Yeah. And I'm so proud of you. And I just met you today. And I'm just like, I'm so proud of you. Like, this is so huge.
I'm going to plan a little celebration of self on this. I have it. Like, let's meet up. Let's meet up somewhere. I do need to celebrate this, right?
You do.
Thank you. You're right. Yeah. Just focus on like productivity and getting things done and helping people and, you know, making sure everything is right and happens, that we do kind of forget to stop and take the time to really sit in it, as you said, to celebrate and to experience, feel it.
Yeah, because by celebrating those wins, you're also reinforcing that positive behavior. And so the next time it's going to be a little bit easier. And, you know, women, you know, I surround myself with women that cheer me on. It's not that I need, it's not to stroke my ego. It's just, you want to feel supported. And so I hope that I could play as
low. You've got somebody right there that can.
Yeah.
Full energy tank, right? We need that sometimes too.
Yeah. And I.
Your podcast, like just energized and positive and a new idea always.
Oh, thank you.
I love what you're doing and it really makes a difference. And I know your community is strong and I'm really honored to have been chosen by you to spend a little time with you and talk. And I hope to always make a difference in the same way that you are.
Oh, thank you so much, Molly. That means the world to me. And I'm so honored just to be able to be here in a small way today to help you to celebrate this momentous day for you, because it really is incredible. Because I know before we started recording, I'm like, I have a hard time letting go of certain things myself. And I know that I have to, right? And it's hard sometimes when it's your baby, you know, and it's your baby.
I know. Yeah. But and I also want to say, you know, we're both not young kids anymore, right?
That's right.
In the over 40. We'll put it there. Over 40. Right?
I'm over 50. I'm like pushing 60 at this point. So.
Over 50 club, right? And look at what we're doing. You know what? There's so much wisdom and experience. Like this is peak time. This is the time to do it and to do things thoughtfully with all of your relationships and experience kind of in your sidecar. And I think it's the perfect time.
Well, this has been such an amazing conversation, Molly. I'm so excited for you. I know you're going to keep continuing doing amazing things. Keep following your gut. That voice inside of us is so strong. And you have to, because, you know, we have three brains. We've got our brain and our head. We have our heart center and then we have our gut. And it's about really focusing in on those and paying attention. And is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience today that you haven't had a chance to say? And where can people find you?
We have talked through so many things, haven't we? Oh my gosh. Well, I love what you shared with me about just, you know, kind of being in the moment of what my day is today. And I want that for those who are listening, you know, to be in the moment of where they are today. But also I want people to walk away from listening to this and realize there is an opportunity around the corner that they aren't taking advantage of right now. So peek around the corner, see what it is. And then what do you have inside of you and what relationships do you have next to you that can help you tackle that and help you get there and just go for it.
I love it. Because you have to take action. Yeah. So where can people find out more about your products?
Well, LaxSnack, you know, LinkedIn is always a great place for the, you know, news and happenings, but LaxSnack.com for the new breastfeeding supplement business. I'm just going to be talking all about it. And Molly and You is Molly, and I'm MOLLY-YOU.com. So all of our DIY gourmet beer breads and party dips and mug cakes is like Molly and You in your kitchen, making it fun. So you can find both my brands that way.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I will also make sure those are in the show notes. And can't wait to, we'll have to have you on maybe next year and just check in. See how things are going.
I know. We'll see where I am on my goal sheet and you too. Let's have a good talk next year and see what's changed and how we've grown.
All right. Sounds great, Molly. Thank you so much. This has been such a privilege. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sandy.
I certainly hope that you enjoyed today's interview. Thank you so much for joining me. And as always, I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.